How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so when we talk about the Tigers and we say, we said the last few days here about, is this an entertaining team to watch? And I've really enjoyed this run. And my number one reason for enjoying this run this year is because of the young players. Because we got to see Kevin McGonigal, one of their top prospects, play from day one this season. Because now, it's been a few weeks here, but now we're seeing the other top prospect, Max Clark, the two draft picks from that year, two first-round picks from that year, get a chance to play. And Max Clark looks really good. I love his defensive ability. I like his hustle in the games. And I think that he's taking the right approach. He's very patient right now. He's not jumping on things and being too aggressive. He's not coming in hot. And I think everybody thought he was going to come in hot because he's flashy, has the gold chains, has the eye black, the whole thing, the bandana and the whole bit. But his look does not match the demeanor, if that makes sense. He seems really calm and really grounded. Love that. And then in the middle of that, you've got guys like Hau-Yu Lee and Andrew Valencia and Ben Malgeri. And now Brett Callahan, who becomes the first Tiger in forever to hit a triple in his first at-bat on the first pitch he sees, and then hits his first home run last night. And this big left-handed hitting guy that just has this big smile on his face the whole time. And okay, that's another one you get excited about. And Troy Melton and what he's turned into is really cool. And now we're seeing Jackson Joe pitch again today, and hopefully it's a much better outing than what he had his last time, more reminiscent of the first outing he had this year just a week ago. The youth on this team gives me reason why I'm excited about it. But I know that there are skeptics out there, right? We've seen this before from rookies and guys that come on and they're an instant sensation, then they die out. Whether it's Brennan Bosch or whomever. There's Chris Shelton was another one that got off to a great start and then just didn't even see him. Rob Fick, actually, the Fickster, had a ton of home runs early in his career and then he fizzled out. They've had a bunch of guys like that looked like they showed promise and then it just wasn't there. So I understand some skepticism about it. I want to know from the Tiger fans and from you too, Mark, are you buying into the youth movement? Do you think that this team is set up for years to come because they've got the guys on this team right now? Like, forget the guys we don't know. The prospects are still in the minors, even though I'm really high on a couple of those guys. We're not going to see them for a couple of years. But we're going to see some of them come in next year. Are you buying in to the youth movement on this team and what Scott Harris is building? Or do you think that it's just the Tigers being cheap? Because that's what skeptics will say. The Tigers just being, Ilitch is cheap. He's not going to spend the money. After this season's over, they're going to drop $100 million from their payroll after the season. And after next year, you'll have Javi Baez's contract completely off the books as well. And there's another $20 million off the team. It's just where it is. They're just cheap. Or is this a smart strategy to have? And now we're starting to see the fruits of the labor of what Scott Harris is about as a general manager and identifying younger talent when it comes to the draft.
So I am over. The quickest way when I'm on Solo Gator to get run is to do the cheap argument because they've got a top 10 payroll. They have one of the highest payrolls for a middle market team. They are a middle market team. They did spend money. To call them cheap is to just be lazy and to essentially not know what you're talking about. So that's the quickest way to get run by me is to call and say, ownership is cheap. No idea what the hell you're talking about. At the same time, if this is the route you're going to go, I need, if they miss the playoffs this year and the odds are they will, I'm curious if that's a 51-49 for you. I need that to be a blip and not a trend. I need them to be back in the playoffs again next year. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, this is a youth movement that's really taking you a step back and it's going to feel like what a missed opportunity with a team and a core group that was almost there. and now we're starting over again. I don't have the patience in me, and I know a lot of Tigers fans feel the same, to just have another start over, another reboot. But if this can be not a reboot but a reload, not a rebuild but a reload, I'd be down with that.
Do you think it is? And I know I recognize you want the proof of concept, and that's right. Totally understandable. But, you know, doing what we do for a living, we kind of call our shots early on this. We plant our flags, as we say on the show. Do you think that they are in the right direction? Like, obviously, they can still make the playoffs this year. That can happen while they are infusing all this young talent.
I believe they, if Scott Harris is willing to do something he hasn't yet done, which is go out and add a significant piece to the lineup in the offseason, yes, I do. But I do think they're a piece or two away from that. So I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, this is going to be a playoff team next year, because I believe in the young guys, and I do believe he's going to add something. But I know that there's not a lot of hope from Tigers fans that he will, because he hasn't. But the cheap notion has got to be flushed.
Yeah, I agree that it's not a cheap thing, but I think some people are going to say that because, you know, they're skeptical and they're snark and they don't like the way Ilitch is running this team and want to get back to the World Series, and you're not going to do it with a bunch of rookies. 248-539-9797. Dan is in Ypsilanti. Dan, you're next up here. 97.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
7-1.
Hey, thanks. I don't know if I'd go with cheap, but I think I might go with unserious about building a contender. I mean, if he goes out and gets, the missing mythical right-handed bat and a couple of real bullpen arms, then it's like, yeah, okay, well, I see what we're doing. This is all going to work out. But if he goes out and doesn't change the lineup, even though it's the same lineup, it's different. Right, or just keeps expecting rookies to come up and doesn't spend money or does the bargain bin, you know, piecemeal stuff, then, you know, it is what it is, and we're not as serious about competing than some other franchises.
So with the right hand, the mythical right handed bat, as you said, what if that's found in Andrew Valencia? What if that's what he is? You know, he's gotten off to this amazing start in just a few weeks. He is destroying left handed pitching. He's destroying most pitching, but specifically left-handed pitching. Can he be that guy?
I think that we've gotten very, very lucky that some of the call-ups and rookies this year have been as good as they are. I don't think anybody expected McGonagall to be a 5-WAR player. And if you say that you did, you are Kevin McGonagall, which is nice, I guess. But I want to see somebody with an established track record instead of just banking on a bunch of rookies or unproven platoon guys making it work, because that didn't work this year with McKinstry and Vierling and Jones.
So you don't buy into the youth movement then?
I buy into it, and as long as he bolsters it with additional pieces and free agents or
exactly.
Trades or something
exactly.
Real.
Nailed it, Dan.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Dan. And the problem is, Mark, is that we don't know what the offseason is going to hold because of the CBA. This is a weird offseason. And when addressing this, I try to distance that and say, okay, let's throw out the CBA talk. Let's just assume it's a normal offseason in baseball. If it's a normal offseason in baseball, I agree with that, because this team has to rebuild the bullpen. They don't have one. And I think they have to get serious about that. And that's where they need to spend the money. They probably also need to go out there and get another starting pitcher. Framber Valdez is, it's hit or miss with him, and you need to be way more hit than miss. And unfortunately, it's becoming more of a 50-50 mix than a 60-40 mix. And that's not good enough. And you know, again, this is, I think it's Scott Harris's Achilles heel is identifying free agent pitchers. He hasn't been able to do it. He's been able to trade, and that's fine. And he's been able to identify talent in the draft, and that's fine. Minor leaguers have definitely been developed. But when you get to the offseason and you see the Tigers have signed free agent pitcher blank, I'm like, oh, no.
With every year there being an Alex Cobb, every year there being a Justin Verlander, a $10-plus million pitcher, an eight-figure guy who is not even playing for this team. So again, in my opinion, you just mentioned Achilles heel. I did something to my Achilles heel on Friday. It wasn't good. I need him to stop saying blocking players. You need some help in the lineup. you got to have some help in the lineup. It'd be great. They may not need a pitcher if Reese Olson comes back to form, but if you're giving me the BS line of didn't want to add a bat because we're blocking players, my patience is done with that.
Well, but I don't know how many guys he's done with it. I don't think we've heard him say that too much this year. They've given these guys a chance.
He just said it about the bullpen. Why didn't you go get a bullpen guy? Didn't want to block the...
He said about a bullpen?
Promise
there's
you.
Nobody in the bullpen you're blocking.
I promise you. In his press conference that he just did after the deadline. That was the last question, and it was the question that pissed me off the most because it was like, why didn't you go get a bullpen arm? The price is number one. Didn't want to block other guys number two.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Same number if you want to text as well as we continue here on the Carson Anderson program. Doug will be back tomorrow. Mark Ryan with us today. We've got Tiger baseball coming up at 12:10. Tigers and Pirates, that first pitch coming around 12:35 with Paul Skeens on the hill against Jackson Jobe. That sounds like it could be a really, really interesting matchup. We'll get into some of the stuff going on with the Lions as well and continue to take your calls and text at 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.